If you care about the environment, watch the Port of Seattle. So says the newest port commissioner, Fred Fellman, just elected this month. Fellman has a master's in marine biology. He worked for decades to reduce the impact of cruise ships in the Sound. And he told Ross Reynolds about the ways that environmentally minded citizens can track the many impacts of the Port of Seattle.
For example, there's a Northwest Clean Air Strategy that is updated every 5 years and will be undergoing such an update this coming year, in which the ports of Vancouver, Seattle, Tacoma, and Everett will look at both the conventional pollutants and the greenhouse gases that are emitted from the airport and the tenants that call on it. And there are goals to reduce these various pollutants over time, so we can be tracking this progress. That's one very significant project that's going on. There's obviously the expansion at the airport, where it's the single largest greenhouse gas contributors to the port, and the construction and modification at Terminal 5, which is one of the highest priorities for the maritime realm. There's a significant amount of dredging and pile driving and activities that need to be done in a way that is both ecologically and responsive to the surrounding communities.
Now, the port is important to the community because it means jobs. How do you balance these environmental concerns against the economic concerns of people who work at the port? Sometimes environmental concerns like this are posed against jobs, and it's said that they'll cost jobs. What do you say about that?
Well, the fact that I have 14 labor union and trade organizations supporting my candidacy, obviously the people who work at the port have confidence in my ability to do that balance. But the fact is that the single probably most important challenge to the port, its long-term success, is for the public to understand and appreciate better the contributions it does make to this community. Because you can get all the permits you want, but unless you have the social license to conduct, you know, heavy industrial activities within a burgeoning city, you will see things like the attempts to gentrification of the waterfront, both from Fisherman's Terminal on down to the seaport, that will undermine the variability to conduct business as a port. And, you know, the port's greatest challenge is, in this regard, the last mile. We have glacially carved straits, and we have proximity to the Far East, but we have increasing traffic problems, as most people are aware. And so getting the containers in and out of the port through the city is one of the great challenges. And so the heavy haul corridor that was just agreed to between the city and the port was a great step in that right direction. But there are many other things that need to occur that ultimately need the public's appreciation for why that has to happen. And things like building an arena in the mouth of a container port does not reflect that understanding.
The Port of Seattle levies taxes on folks, and not many other ports do that. Most ports don't do that. And over the years, that's arisen as an issue, people wondering, why does this income-generating entity need to also tax us?
Yes, this is a, you know, because it is unique to Washington State, and we are this economic engine for the region, this has been posed as a question for a long time. However, really, the job of the port is to create jobs. And sometimes you have to invest into the infrastructure to make that possible. So, like, for example, Terminal 5, perhaps the best container terminal on the West Coast, currently not being utilized, needs $230 million worth of enhancement to get it where it needs to be to handle the big ships that are coming through. That kind of initial investment is not the there's really no way to get a loan out on that without having to pay through the nose. The AAA bond rating of the port is in part maintained because we have this property tax and allows us to make these long-term investments that ultimately will pay off in keeping our working waterfront working. Similarly, at Fisherman's Terminal, if you were to just look at that on an ROI basis, you would see it as a loser. But they generate so many jobs. And, you know, I've lived in Ballard for over 20 years. To see that whole connection that gave, you know, was really the heart and soul of the city. Keeping that alive, and the spin-off jobs that keep the fabricators, we have ship designers, fabricators, as well as outfitters, that are all beneficiaries of Fisherman's Terminal that the port's investment makes possible. So I think ultimately the goal is to continue to reduce the need for the property tax. But while we still have major infrastructure development to occur, and being probably the single most significant job creator in the region, despite public awareness of the dot-com boom, this is a opportunity to keep the diversity of our culture in this area essential to a real city alive.
That is Seattle's newest port commissioner, marine biologist Fred Fellman, talking with Ross Reynolds. You can find out more about the port, find out about the role it plays in shipping and fishing and flying in this town. Just search Port of Seattle at KUOW.org.